It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Tonight, from what has been a near-capacity crowd in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium, Claudia Hicks Court, it's game two of the 61st District Girls Tournament. Fleming County defeated Menifee County 54-47 in the opener, and this will be Bath County and Round County. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports. And when I say it was a near-capacity crowd, the seats were nearly full. There were folks waiting in the lobby for other teams for Fleming County and the Menifee County fans that were going to leave. And we still have probably three-quarters of a crowd here in Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. These two teams split the two games they played this season, each winning on the other's home floor. On December 18th, Brown County defeated Bath County 43-35, and on January 26th, it was Bath County 51, Round County 43. We'll have more on our pregame show after this on WIVY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too. at Shelter Insurance. Our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Bath County, the number 2 seed, Round County, the number 3 seed in this game. The number 1 seed, Fleming County, has already advanced 54-47 to Wednesday night's 7 o'clock championship game right here at Cooper Gym. Bath County is 19-9, 12-3 in the region, 4-2 in 61st District games. Bath has won 6 in a row, 7 of 8, and 9 of their last 11. Round County, 14-13 overall, 8-9 in the region, 2-4 in the district. In the last 13 games, Round County is 4-9 after beginning 10-4. That's the starting lineups. We'll start with them. We may get through them before any interruption here at the Coop. Write down Bath County's. And then we'll go ahead and talk about them. At one guard for Bath County will be Ashton Barrett, a 5'6 senior, averaging 21.8 points. That's 20th in the state, and 7.5 rebounds. At another guard, Bailey French, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 13.1 points, 3.7 rebounds. And at a guard, Kaylee Crouch, a 5'8 senior, averaging 2.9 points, 3.1 rebounds. At the forwards, Jerrica Norris, a 5'3 junior, averaging 5 points and 3.5 rebounds. And Kyra Farid at a forward, a 5'10 eighth grader, averaging 7.2 points and 5.4 rebounds. Again, Barrett, French, and Crouch, the guards, Norris and Farid, are the forwards for Bath County. Since 1998, Round County has won 55 of 62 games played between these two teams, and Round County will start at one guard, Diamond Wills, a 5'5 junior, averaging 11 points and 3.8 rebounds. At another guard, Kelby Ford, a 5'6 eighth grader, averaging 12 points and 4.4 rebounds. At a third guard, Brinley Walker, a 5'8 freshman, averaging 8.2 points and 2 rebounds. The forwards, Lauren Eastham, a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 3.5 points and 6.8 rebounds. And getting her first start on varsity level, Josie Furnish, a 5'7 eighth grader, averaging 1 point and 2 rebounds. So it's Wills, Ford, and Walker, the guards, Eastham, and Furnish, the forwards. The officiating crew is headed up by Kenny Kegley. He's joined by Davey Fields and Nate Sutton. After tonight, we'll move to boys action. Tomorrow night, the first game between the 1 and the 4 seeds will be Fleming County taking on Bath County at 6 o'clock. And then the 2 and 3 seeds, Round County and Menifee County, will play at 7:30. Again, the girls' championship, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. The boys' championship, 7 o'clock on Thursday. Trying to see if we can check on some of the other games going on tonight in this particular area in girls' action. Flip the page here. We'll see that Johnson Central is playing McGoffin County and Paintsville Martin County up in Martin County in the 57th district. In the 62nd district, at West Carter, Morgan County, and West Carter began at 6 o'clock. East Carter and Elliott County are playing in the second game, and the three-team district up in the 64th, Boyd and Fairview, are playing in the elimination game with the winner to go on and play Ashland. That'll do it with most of our pregame information. We'll be back with the start of this one after this on WIVY.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Our statistics tonight will be provided by Charlie Charles, and we want to make this announcement for him. The Round County High School robotics team is hosting a robotics competition for the Robot Gladiator League of Central Kentucky on Saturday, March 9th in the RCSHS gym. Round County will be hosting 7 other schools from across the state, and each will compete in a state-of-the-art combat arena in 3-versus-3 head-to-head competitions with combat robots designed, built, and tested and operated by students. The league is sponsored by Newton's Attics out of Lexington and the Center for STEM Excellence. On the campus of MSU, their goal is to capture kids' interest in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math through robotics and engineering activities in the classroom and friendly competitions such as the league. The doors open at 9 a.m. that morning with the Round County team taking on West Carter at 10 a.m. 3 more exciting matches will be played the rest of the day. There's a $5 entry fee for adults, and students get in at no charge. And for more information, call Charlie Charles at 784-8956. 784-8956. Round County, 14-13. Bath County, 19-9. Brown County in the road green uniforms with black letters and black numbers. They're sitting down to our left in their normal home bench, and they'll be moving left to right as we view things from just at the bottom part of level number two here at the Coop. Bath County, home white uniforms with red letters, blue trim, blue numbers, and red trim. They might even be navy blue or maybe even black in those uniforms. And again, the band for Bath County is to her right. The band for Round County is to her left. Across the way, again, it's well over two-thirds, three-quarters full. And this side with the bands, we've got also quite a crew over here. And all the lower levels are full. One surprise change for Round County is that Josie Furnish has played extremely well as an eighth grader coming off the bench. Gets the start where senior Olivia Beach has been starting. Each team, Bath County and Round County, have student sections all standing on the far end of the lower level right in front of us. So this will be a noisy one, and expect that it should be a good one. Lauren Easton to jump it up against Kyra Fareed. Kenny Kegley, basketball in hand. It's in the air and controlled by Easton, but Bath County gets it, and it's stolen away by Wills. Wills centers it right to Fareed. Didn't even look. Threw it right to the other team, and here comes Bath County. Ashton Barrett. Off it goes to a driving Bailey French, and she puts it up and in. Turnover and 2 points for Bath County. 7:38 to go. Diamond Wills comes down, throws it up, no good. Rebound taken down by Furnish. Back out to Wills. Left side to Brindley Walker, and it's a man-to-man for Bath County. Walker working out against North, and it's knocked away. And it'll stay with Round County. And it comes to Walker. Walker penetrates up the left side now. Angles back out to the middle of the floor. Takes it right side. Bounces inside to Easton. Drops it twice. Picks it up. Needs help. Gets it off to Kelby Ford. Ford goes down the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebound knocked away. Ford picks it up. Goes baseline with it. Out to Walker. Drops it. And Bath County's going to get to it first. French goes under. Puts it up. No good. But right there's Fareed. She gets it and puts it in. Lots of players did not run back down the floor. Fareed did, and she got the bucket. 4-point lead for Bath County. 4-0 with 6:34 to go in the first quarter. Walker drives into the lane all the way under, kicks it out to Ford. Almost loses it now. She's being guarded by French. Inside it goes to Easton, hands off to Ford. She loses it. Picked up by Bath County. Here comes Norris down the middle, stops at the free throw line. Gives it out to Barrett. Barrett takes a shot. No good. Missed everything. And it'll belong to Round County. Easton needs to get it in. Gets it in to Walker. Against double team, full court pressure. Easton gets it, throws it ahead, and it's knocked away by Fareed. Fareed laid back, saw the pass intended for Ford, and almost picked it off. Ford inbounding right below us in front court. And it comes to Walker, penetrates, kicks it left side to Furnish, comes back out to Wills. Wills goes left with it. Goes all the way under. Throws it up. No good. Off it comes to Barrett. Down the middle of the floor is Barrett. And she walks with it. Nope, has it taken out of her hand. She didn't walk because she lost the ball. Wills. Right side. Ford. Three-pointer right side. Ford, no good. Rebound Norris. 4-0 Bath County, 5:26. French. Right side Norris against the Round County man-to-man. Right side to Barrett, guarded by Wills. Free takes it, top of the key against Furnish. Ball stolen away by Furnish. Hands it off to Easton. And she'll bring it across the timeline, gives it off to Furnish. She's fouled. They did not call that, however, right in front of Davy Fields. Walker has it. Goes underneath, throws it up left-handed. Good off the glass. Cuts the lead in half, 4-2. Bath County with the basketball. Left side with it for Bath County is Crouch, going away by Ford. She goes under and ties this game up for the first time at four. .416 to go in the quarter. Barrett penetrates, goes under. Kenny Kegley is going to call a foul on Kelby Ford. Should have been a charge if it was anything. Barrett will shoot two free throws. Puts it up. Good. And that one's good. 6-2 lead for Bath County. Furnish gets it in to Walker. Head it goes to Wills. 3-on-2. She goes underneath. Puts it up. No good. Had Furnish wide open. Furnish does chase it down off the backboard. And Walker has it. She angles right. Behind the back dribble. Guarded by Norris. Skip pass to Furnish. Out to Ford with 3:50 to go. Walker comes and gets it. Goes back door to Wills. Wills puts it up. No good. She's fouled. Foul will go on Kyra Fareed, her first. Wills will go to the free throw line 4-2 in a 6-4 game. Bath County leading. Free throw's no good. There's a second one coming. It's up and good. 6-5, Bath County by one. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Barrett looks inside to Reed, goes up, has it partially blocked by Easton. Could easily have been a foul. There wasn't. Ford, three-pointer left side. No good. Batted out. Easton runs and gets it. Gets it off to Wills. Nobody shooting very well right now. Walker guarded by Fareed. Goes right. Fareed reaches and holds her. She goes up, puts it up. No good. Wow, they're letting them play now. French goes under, has it blocked by Easton. Wills gets it, and she's fouled by Barrett. First foul on Barrett, second foul on Bath County. It was a can't help it foul. Barrett was going for the ball. Wills got to it first, and they just bumped. Into Walker. Head to Easton. Now it's 3-on-1 with Barrett. Off it goes to Furnish, and she puts it up and in with a baseline jumper, and that's her first lead change as Round County goes on top, 7-6. Barrett Look for a screen from Freed. And Furnish does a two-hand check, and that's a foul every time. Furnish first, second on Round County. 2:22 to go, first quarter. Norris sends it from side front court into back court to Barrett. Right side goes to French. French comes around to the free throw line. Gives it up to Crouch. Barrett goes baseline, spins, and gets fouled. That's a horrible shot. And she's bailed out by Round County fouling her, and that is going to be Easton's first. Boy, when someone goes up like that spinning, the last thing you want to do is put them on the free throw line. Barrett, a 72% free throw shooter, puts it up good. Like I said, in their lineup, she is the 20th ranked scorer in the KHSAA girls' stats. Pushes up the next one. Too hard. Rebound off the Reed. It'll be Round County basketball. Round County does not match up well with Freed at 5'10". Walker has it. Back to Easton. Back to Walker. Cross court, across the timeline to Wills. Wills penetrate, has it knocked out of from behind her. Back tapped, and it went right to Ford. She put it up and in. Wills may get an assist on that one the easy way. 9-7. 2-point lead for the Lady Vikings. Barrett angles right with it. Goes into the lane. Now comes back out. Norris cuts underneath. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. Freed gets the rebound. Has it taken away from Ford. She tackles Ford, but Ford is able to keep her feet and will come across the timeline. And it goes to Walker. Three-pointer by Walker. No good. Rebound Furnish, and she's probably going to be tied up. Alternating possession goes to Bath County. Bailey French has it in, guarded by Brimley Walker. Across the timeline, looks like Round's in his own this time. French steps in and gets fouled. It's a two-point field goal. Walker gets it. And French, a 72% free throw shooter, will have two. Puts it up. No good. Second free throw is up and rolls around. No good. Rebound Easton. Out to Wills. Up the right side. Now comes back to the middle of the floor. Drops it. Trying to get away from Barrett. But Easton is there to rescue it. Now Walker, right side to Ford. Inside to a cutting wheel. Too hard. She couldn't handle it. And here comes Barrett with it underneath. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Ford. She didn't see Wills. Now they get it up front. Puts it up. No good. And a foul on Fareed will be her second. Diamond Wills will shoot two. Wills puts it up. Good. For Bath County. Well, we'll check that against the score sheet to start. Mallory Cox. Put up and in. We just had the wrong score. A foul across the way. Wales gets her first foul. Team's fifth. That'll be two-shot foul. Merritt, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Puts this one up good. 11-8. Score. And that one's no good. Rebound. Easton off the forward. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. 16 seconds. Ford picks up. Gribble gets it off to Easton. Turns around. Hands it off to Ford. She's got a 14-footer. Straight away, no good. Rebound by Easton, and it's a tie-up. And someone will lose getting the basketball to start the second quarter, and that is going to be Round County. They're going to get it on this alternating possession with 4.5 seconds to play. Ooh, Free comes back in on a defensive situation with 2 fouls. That is an interesting substitution. Beach checks in for Round County. Inside it goes to Beach, puts it up, good. And Fareed couldn't guard her. She could not pick up that foul. Beach has her first two. And time runs out in the quarter. At the end of one, Round County 13, Bath County 8. Back after this on WIBY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Round County will get the basketball. Here to start this period. Barrett has on the right side against the Round County zone. Near side it comes to Norris. Back up to French. She drops it. Has it knocked away. Ford has it. Gets it ahead to Wills. Wills goes under and has it blocked. Round County under its own basket. Ford. In it comes to Walker. Comes out on the dribble. Looks inside the Beach. Got a mismatch in there. Off it goes to Easton. Goes left side to Wills. They come back outside with it. 13-8 Round County. 7.5 minutes to go before halftime. Easton takes it. Right elbow, gives it out to Ford, takes it back inside, goes up over Norris, good. Mismatch there, and Easton has another bucket. 7-point lead for Round County, 15-8. Pressure in backcourt. Across the timeline now, French gives it right side to Mallory Cox. Now Barrett comes out and gets it. Left side, Norris. She has it knocked away by Ford. It goes to the corner, recovered by Bath County. Ball's thrown out, deflected, but Bath County's going to keep it. With it is French, and now back to Barrett. Barrett angles, right, now back to the left. Picks it up. And timeout call by Bath County. A 30-second timeout. Thank you. There's no glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting work done. Ferris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and getting more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg, online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Ferris, work hard, feel good. Norris for Bath County gets it in backcourt to Ashton Merritt. Backs it out, goes right with it to Bailey French. She comes around, bounces it off to Norris. Norris goes in the lane, kicks it out to the right side to Crouch. Crouch goes baseline and gets a little bit of a bump from Olivia Beach, enough to warrant a foul call by Nate Sutton. Now he says two hands. That's a no-no. Norris to inbound. Into Merritt. Merritt spins in the lane, drops it, picks it up, has to back it. Bounce it back outside to Crouch. Long three-pointer by Barrett is short off the rim. Heading for it is Norris and Beach. And Norris gets it, falls down on the end line, and it'll be Round County basketball. Mark Collier wants a push, but I don't think there was a lot of contact there. It was just tripped. In comes Furnish, and Eastham will get her first break. Walker outside with it. Left side forward. Open three-pointer is no good. Rebound routed. I thought it was off Furnish, but the official says it'll be Round County basketball. Forward looks inside. Gets it right corner to Wills. Three-pointer on the way by Wills. No good. Rebound Beach. She went over the back to get it, but and then throws it away. Here comes Fareed. Fareed walks with it. Turnover gives it to Round County. Tried to do a spin move and just ran into some extra players under there. And did manage to get it up off the backboard, though. 15-8, Round County leads by 7. 5:39 to go in the first half. Fords across the timeline against the zone. Inside it goes Beach, turns around with a jumper, bouncing, no good, and batted out into the hands of Fareed, and here comes Bath County. Barrett with it. Spins into the lane, up off the glass, no good. Rebound Fareed, gets it out to Norris. Norris bounces it to Barrett. Barrett goes to the free throw line with a jumper, no good, and Kelby Ford has the rebound. Up the right side, spins into the lane, goes up, has it blocked. He spun right into the Bath County player, and now ahead it goes to French. She puts it up, and no good. Rebound Beach. Out to Ford, one-on-one with Jerrica Norris. She stops with about a 10-footer, no good. I believe you're going to get a better shot to that, and then Beach gets called for going over the back there. Beach gets her second foul of the quarter on Round County. And here comes Easton back in, and nope. I thought Beach would go out with two fouls, but it's Walker that goes out. Barrett has the basketball. She's averaged 20.5 points and 8.5 rebounds in two games against Round County this season. French has it to Barrett. Looks inside to Fareed. Goes to Norris, left side. Davey Fields calls a second foul on Kelby Ford. Walker's going to come in and Ford will go out. Barrett has it in front court. French goes down, kicks it out. Norris, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound by Beach. Gets it out to Easton. Easton ahead to Wills. Back to Easton. Sets with a three-pointer. Good. Easton has 7 points. Round County has a 10-point lead, 18-8. And Bath County takes a full timeout. Back after this on WIVY.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We'll move it the length of the floor as we start back with 4 minutes and 8 seconds remaining before halftime. The winner of this one to advance and play Fleming County in the championship game Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And, of course, both of those teams, win or lose, will advance on to the regional tournament. Ball's knocked away in the corner by Eastham. It's knocked away from Crouch. Crouch gets out front, goes Barrett, goes inside, puts it up, no good. Ball's batted and taken by Walker. Comes out, leaves it for Eastham. Ahead it goes to Wills. Wills penetrates, has it stolen away by Barrett. Put it right in her lap. Barrett goes down, walks with it, loses it out of bounds. And she's really frustrated. Well, not sure that's right, but Nate Sutton overrules Kenny Kegley and says it's going to go to Bath County. And, you know, Ashton Barrett hadn't even argued about that one. Barrett's going to take a break. And in comes Mallory Cox for the Lady Cats. There, Norris needs help. Throws it out deep to French. She goes right with it. Knocked away by Wills. Wills going to try to take it under. Puts it up. Good. And she's fouled. Going to be fouled by Mallory Cox. For Wills, that's her first bucket. She has 5 points. And she'll shoot a free throw. She's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Round County moves out to a 12-point lead. Barrett comes back in quickly. And Crouch will go out. Wills puts it up, rolls around, and goes in. She's got 6, and it's a 13-point lead. Barrett crosses the timeline against the man-to-man. She's picked up by Wills. Now double-teamed, goes inside to French, out to the right side to Norris. She goes baseline. Comes up with it, puts it up, count it, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be Cassie Perkins, who just checked in a moment ago. Norris, it's her first bucket, and the 59.5% free throw shooter will shoot one. Puts it up, and it rolls in. Erases 3 points of what was a 13-point lead. Walker back in front court. Needs help. Gets it ahead to Beach. Right side Will. She goes under. Throws it up. And Barrett gets the rebound. Literally throws it up. Ahead it goes to French. French puts it up and in. Couple sloppy trips down the floor for Round County. And the 13-point lead is now an 8-point lead. And timeout called by Round County, a 30-second timeout. Still a good crowd on hand. We're on the side where the student sections are, so it's a little noisy. It's also with the bands. Got the crowd across the way. Of course, that's a lot of them are still Fleming County fans that are still here. They're sort of just taking it in. See the Fleming County team and cheerleaders around in mixed in with that group. Brown County will have it side front court. Bath County got a little bit of a run going here. This is one that they don't stop. Get you back in the game, into Wills and back to Eastham. Eastham goes baseline. Has it knocked away by Barrett, and it's on the sidelines. Brown County will have it. Eastham, baseball pass across to Perkins. Now Wills has it. Well, goes underneath, kicks out to Eastham. Off to Walker. Walker goes left, gets a screen. Oh, geez. Baby Fields. He hits Beach with her third foul. It was an illegal screen, he says. I think Coach Matt Stokes looks at Davy Fields and says, she's right and you're wrong. They're 21-13. Bath County with Barrett down the lane. Throws it up. Bounces off. No good. Eastham another rebound. Wills has it right side. Back to Eastham free throw line. Left corner it goes to Perkins. Throws it away. But Barrett almost had the steal and loses it out of bounds. Shayna Abbott's going to come in for Round County. See, Round County has Beach on the bench with three fouls, Ford on the bench with two, Reed on the bench. Oh, just came back in. She's back in the game with the two fouls. I think Collier sees a chance to get a little closer here. Perfect. Ball's off to Abbott. Eastham, right side, Wills. Eastham, left side, Abbott. Short corner to Furnish. Gets it back out to Abbott and then throws it away. French goes in and lays it in. It was an equal fault of Abbott and Eastham. Eastham didn't go meet the pass, and the pass was too soft. Minute 21 from a 13-point lead, 7 straight, 6-point lead. Around County. Brinley Walker goes inside and lays it up and in. That break broke the run for the Bath County Lady Cats. French, left side, kicks out in the corner. It's dropped there, but picked up by Cox. Fareed gets it out to Norris. Norris penetrates, goes under, lays it up. No good. Might have been partially blocked by Eastham, and Abbott has it. It's it ahead to Wills with 45 seconds in the half. Wills penetrates, drops it, has it still stolen. Drove into a triple team. Now here comes French. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Barrett. She has it blocked by Eastham. Picked up, thrown up by Cox. No good. Rebound French gets it, and she's going to be fouled by Abbott, I believe. Abbott's first foul. 16 fouls, two shots anyway for Bailey French. 0-2 from the free throw line, but with 3 field goals and 6 points. Ford's going to come back in the offensive situation, but well, that's Bailey French, a 72% free throw shooter, has missed 3 of them. They have all rolled around and come out on her. French puts it up. No good. Missed everything short. Now Round County will play at the length of the floor with 26.6 seconds. Ford back in there with Eastham, Walker, Wills, and Furnish. Inside it goes to Eastham. Floats one up in the lane. Good. They gave her an easy shot. She took it, and she has 9 points, 25-15, 12 seconds to go. Norris penetrates in the lane, puts it up no good. Rebound tie-up between Freed and Ford. They look at each other like, we're not going to let it go. A good laugh. And now alternating possession gives it to Brown County. Furnish goes out and Perkins is in, and it comes to Ford. Somebody will try to get a shot. Ford goes inside, gets it in the corner to Perkins. Three-pointer up at the buzzer, no good short. She had to change her the way she was taking the shot because of a defender. Couldn't get enough on it. And at the half, Round County 25, Bath County 15. We'll be back with halftime programming after this on WIVY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
At the end of the first quarter, it was 13-8, Round County over Bath County. There had been one lead change and one tie in that quarter, and that was all we had at the end of the half. Biggest lead for Round County was 13. Biggest lead for Bath County was 4. Again, 13-8 at the end of the first quarter. Round County outscored Bath 12-7 in the second period to lead here 25-15. For Bath County, leading the way with 6 points, Bailey French. 3 field goals and a tough night so far at the free throw line, 0 for 4. 4 points for Ashton Merritt, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. 3 points for Jerrica Norris. an old-fashioned three-point play. Field goal, 1-of-1 from the line, and 2 points for Kyra Parikh. She had some foul trouble in that first half, and the team had 5 field goals, no three-pointers, 5-of-11 from the free throw line, and 15 points for Bath County. For Round County, leading away with 9 points was Lauren Easton. 4 field goals, 1 of them a three-pointer. 6 points for Diamond Wheels, a field goal, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. 4 points for Kelby Ford, 2 field goals, and field goals by Beach, Brindley Walker, and Josie Furnish, and 2 points each for all of those Vikings. 10 field goals for Round County, 1 of them a three-pointer, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and 25 points. At the end of this contest, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Lady Viking Player of the Game. Let's take a look at Charlie Charles's complete statistics. Round County hit 10 of 28 for 35.7% from the free throw line, 1 of 7, 14% from behind the arc, and 4 of 5, 80% from the free throw line. For Bath County, 5 of 22 from the field, 22.7%, 0 of 3 from three-point range, 5 of 11, 45% from the free throw line. Round County, surprisingly, a big lead in the rebounding, 25 to 14. 7 of those rebounds go to Lauren Easton, and for Bath County, their leading rebounder was Barrett with 4. 11 fouls called on Round County, 4 on Bath County. 6 assists for Round County, 3 of those for Kelby Ford. 2 assists for Bath County, 10 turnovers on Round County, 9 on Bath County. 1 block shot for each team. 7 steals for Round County, 3 of those for Diamond Wheels. And 8 steals for Bath County, 3 of those for Bailey French. Points off turnovers, 9 for Round County and 4 for Bath County. Second chance points, 2 for Bath County, 1 for Round County. And points off the bench, Round County 2, Bath County none. Again, we are at the half of the second semifinal game of the 61st District Girls Tournament from the Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium in Moorhead. The winner will play Fleming County Wednesday night at 7 in the championship game. We'll be back with third quarter action after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead has red hot buys going on now. Ace 40-pound wild bird food or 20-pound black oil sunflower seed, your choice for $19.99 each. Buy three and get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Save $1 instantly on Gorilla Tape with your rewards card. Warm up with these red hot buys at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead on Flemingsburg Road at I-64. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef sirloin tip roast is only $4.99 a pound. Marie Callender's pot pies and bowls are just $3. And speaking of $3, the 3-pound bag of clementines and Caracara navel oranges are only $3. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Story, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
This is from the 16th Region Tournament Committee. The 16th Region Girls and Boys Basketball Tournaments are again coming to Johnson Arena at Moorhead State University's Academic Athletic Center, March 4th through the 12th. Tickets will go on sale online by participating schools and will be sold online by participating schools and will go on sale following the March 2nd draw meeting that will set the pairings and game times. Tickets will be $10 for chairbacks and $8 for bleacher seats per session. That's the 2024 16th Region Girls and Boys Basketball Tournament, March 4th through 12th at Moorhead State's Johnson Arena. Bath County will have the basketball to start the second half. They'll be moving left to right as we view things. Waiting for the final 8 seconds to run down. Brent, tomorrow night we'll be back with you right here from the Coop. Second game again, the 7:30 game will be the 2 and 3 seeds again. Rowan County lost the coin flip to Fleming County for the 1 seed against Menifee County at 7:30 in that game. Fleming and Bath will play the first. That Bath County Fleming game will be on WKCA at 6:00. French hands off in front court to Crouch. Takes it up, gives it off to Barrett. Barrett down in the corner, 3-pointer. On the way by Bailey French, rims in. 9 points for Bailey French. And Bath County backs off the pressure, and Round County throws it away. Absolutely unbelievable. Matt Stokes, a look in disbelief. Bath County. Cross court to French from Norris. Inside it goes to Free. Puts it up and in. Lead been cut in half in the first 45 seconds of this. Ford gets it across to Walker. Back to Ford. He penetrates right side. Wills. 3-pointer by Wills. Good. Wills moves the lead back out to 28-20. 1 minute into quarter number three. Bath County back. Bailey French. Barrett, right side French. French goes into the lane, kicks out to Barrett. Inside it goes free, deflected by Eastham and stolen by Walker. Walker gets it ahead to Eastham. Thinks about a three-pointer, gives it out to Walker. Walker down the lane, puts it up as he's fouled by Farid. No, Barrett. Okay, Free thought it was on her, but they put it on Barrett, her second, team's first. Free throw, no good by Walker. She's a 68% free throw shooter. That one was never online. She'll eye a second one here. Puts it up. No good short. Rebound goes to the corner, and Barrett has it. Off to Freed and right back to Barrett, so she regains her dribble. Headed goes to French. Round County loping. Back, and French has 5 points in the half, and it's 28-22, six-point lead. Ford just threw it away. Here comes French with it. Goes left side to... That was Barrett, took the shot, no good. Freed gets it, has it blocked by Easton. Out it goes, where Norris gets it by way of French. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, jump ball between Ford and Barrett. And Round County will get it on the alternating possession. little pressure in backcourt. 1-2, 1-1 press, three-quarter court. Ford, Walker, throws it. Whoa, was deflected. Furnish, jumper from the left baseline is good. 4 points for Josie Furnish, 30-22, Round County. She was sort of pressure relief there. Got the ball, found herself open, and just knocked down a jumper. Barrett, three-pointer straight away, misses everything short. Out of bounds, Round County will have it. Pressure in backcourt. It's a running jump across to Easton. Tries to bounce it off to Wills, but it was kicked by a Bath County player off the end line, and Round County will have it under their own bucket. Ford inside to Easton, puts it up good. Easton in double figures with 11. 32-22, Round County regains that 10-point halftime lead. Barrett, and she's fouled by Furnish. She puts the two hands on her again. That's exactly what Nate Sutton shows. Bath County will have it right by their bench below us. Moves in backcourt to Barrett. Back to French. Barrett gets it back. Backs in, hands it off to Norris. And Norris back out on the logo. Needs help. Gets it off to Barrett, and is fouled by Walker. Walker didn't intend to foul. She just was moving the same direction that Barrett moved with the basketball. And that is the second foul on Walker. Second foul on Round County. Barrett goes down the lane. Has it blocked by Easton. Norris will inbound. Gets it into Fareed. Fareed comes out on the dribble. Gives it to Barrett. Has a little room to work on Wills. Takes it underneath. Fallaway jumper. Rolls around. No good. Rebound taken off by... Nope. That was not Norris. That was Crouch. And then there's a foul. It'll be on Wills, her second. Team's third for Round County here in the third quarter. Two free throws for Bailey French. Puts it up. Good. Again, a 72% free throw shooter. Had a rough time in the first half, 0-for-4. Sorry, scored 5 points, now 6 points in this period. Puts this one up. Good. 32-24, Round County by 8 with 4:30 to go in this quarter. Ford, skip pass ahead to Diamond Will. She gets it inside to Eastham and spins and puts it up and in. Back to a 10-point lead, 34-24. Barrett takes a free throw line jumper. Good. She will score quite a few points in this game. I can promise you that as we go down the rest of this game. Ford off to Wills. Puts it up over Fareed. No good. Rebound Easton. Out to Walker. Three-pointer by Walker. No good. And rebound by Barrett. Here comes Barrett. Left side it goes. French goes inside. Feeds it out to the right corner to Norris by way of Crouch. And Norris hands it off to Barrett. Back it goes to Crouch. Left side to French. She comes around, hands off to Ashton Barrett, being guarded by Ford right now. Goes underneath, puts it up. Looked like a blocked shot, but I guess Easton will get a foul. That will be the second on Easton. Barrett will shoot two. Free throw up good. Freed will sit down, and Cox will come in for Bath County. Free throw here could cut it to six. The lead. Mary puts it up. Good. I think she just hit a mark of being the all-time leading scorer at Bath County, and she gets a steal. Ford gets a steal. Ends up a jump ball. Alternating possession will go to Bath County, so they can cut into the lead further here. Soft passes. Ball comes in to French. Moves to the top of the key. Gives it up to Cox. Now Barrett gets it. And a good call, but a delayed one at best by Davy Fields, and that is three on Diamond Wheels. And already five on Round County in this quarter. Two shots for Barrett. We told you at halftime the fouls were 11 on Round County and only four on Bath County. It is now 16-5. Barrett puts it up good. And that one's good. Six in the quarter, 10 in the game for Barrett. 4-point lead. Walker across the timeline. Bounces it off to Easton. Right elbow jumper by Easton. Good. She's having a big night. 15 for Lauren. 36-30. Round County leads. Right side Norris. They leave her wide open for a 3-pointer. No good. Barrett gets the rebound. Spins inside. Throws it up and it goes in. Throws up a prayer and it was answered. 36-32. Walker back in front court. Off to Easton. Bounces inside to Will. She has to save it into. The ball's loose. Jump ball. And I believe it'll be Round County. Ford gets it into Easton. Goes up with it. No good. Rebound Ford. She goes up, puts it up twice, and gets the second one to go. 38-32, 6-point Round County lead. 2 minutes to go. France walks with it. Hit the three-pointer, but she took a step. No question about that. Mark Collier's not happy. And a timeout taken by Round County. I don't know what he's so mad about. There's not really any question about that. Is it going to be a full timeout? And he got a bench warning. Mark Collier did. Full timeout. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Has it. Side backcourt. And almost thrown away, and it is thrown away. I don't understand this passing. Here comes French, right side Barrick. She goes underneath. And now dribbles it back out. Right side it goes French. High arching three-pointer is no good. Rebound taken down and put up by Cox. Crouch did it. And now Ford is going to get her third foul. I mean, this 17-5 foul thing is just, that is just hard to fathom. Crouch shoots two. That one's no good. Beach comes in and out goes Josie Furnish. That one is up and in. First point for Crouch. 5-point lead, 38-33, minute 40 to go. Barrett is on the front of the zone and has done a good job. And she steals it right away, but who gets it? Easton recovers it. And Round County airmails player to player. That was Walker intending one for Beach. But high over the top. Minute 23 to go in the third quarter. Barrett and French exchange passes. That goes right side to Cox. Goes in the lane. Shoots it no good. Missed everything short, and here comes Ford with it. She goes under, puts it up, no good. Rebound Beach, gets it out to Walker. Goes inside, and she gets fouled. Let's see who they put it on. It will be on Barrett. That is her third. Walker will shoot two. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line in this quarter and into the game. And that one rolls around and comes out. Next free throw, good. 39-33, less than a minute to play in the quarter. French comes out. They've yet to cross it now. They get it across the timeline with Barrett. Barrett back to Cox. Whoa, saved him a turnover there, but Davy Fields being on the floor. Ball hits him and doesn't go out of bounds. Will steals it. She needs help. Gets it ahead to Ford with 33 seconds to go. Cross to Walker. She's going to take a three-pointer with 28 seconds. No good. Ford gets it. Puts it up. Good. 8 points for Ford. 41-33. Ashton Barrett up. No good. Rebound. Beach. Off to Wills. 10 seconds. 11 seconds ahead to Easton. Off to Walker. She will go inside, get bumped, puts it up off the glass. Good. That's one of those throws up a prayer and answer it also. Walker gets the last bucket of the quarter. And Round County, like at halftime, will take a 10-point lead to quarter number four. 43-33, Round County. Back after this on WIVY.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Bath County with the basketball to start quarter number four. Brown County, a little bit of a prep tandem 2-3 zone. Goes to the corner to Fareed. She takes it baseline. Kicks it out to Crouch. Crouch goes under, throws up a left-handed shot, no good. And the rebound taken down by Easton, but she had it knocked away by one of her teammates, and Bath County gets it back. Right side to French, goes in, kicks it out to Barrett. Left side to Norris. Norris has it deflected, and Wills cannot save it in. Bath County will have it side front court across the way. Bath County has it in. Barrett, left side to Norris, looks inside to Fareed. Now back out to Barrett. Right side it goes to Crouch. Left side, Barrett had a notion for about a three-pointer. Now shoots it across to French and out to Crouch. Approaching the seven-minute mark, French will go inside, put it up, no good, rebound forward. Comes out on the dribble. Left side, Walker, three-pointer on the way, Walker, no good. And the ball kicks out, and French has it. Headed goes to Barrett, puts it up and in. And they say Easton's going to get her third foul. Barrett sold it pretty good. And she will go to the free throw line. She's got 10 points here in this half and 14 for the game. She'll have another free throw here. Tell you what, Mark Collier's getting a lot of mileage out of this, getting on officials when the fouls are 18 to 8, and the free throws are terribly one-sided. Ashton Barrett gets the old-fashioned three-point play, and it's 43-36. Brown County. Walker in front court, penetrates, baseline to Wills, three-pointer straight away by Ford, no good, rebound Beach, she puts it up over the, all the way over the rim, no good, and here comes Bath County. French has it underneath, brings it back out, gives it to Barrett. 7-point lead. Barrett goes left side to Norris in the corner. Skip pass across to French, in the corner it goes. Three-pointer on the way by Crouch, no good. Rebound forward, and she's been was fouled by two of them, but they're going to call it a jump ball. That's the way it's been going. Brown County will have it. Ford. Walker and Ford exchange passes. Walker penetrates, walks. Jump ball either way. It's going to give it to Bath County. That on the alternating possession. Bath County back with it. Norris outside. Knocked away by Beach from Barrett. She needs to just slow up, and she does, and hands it to Easton. Off to Ford. Her penetrates, throws it away. They baited her on a cut to the basket, and here comes Bath County back with it. Norris goes around, walks with it, and Diamond Wills comes up with a steal. Gets it off the Ford. Wow. Still, and they're not going to call the foul. Yeah, they're going to. Yeah. Well, I did not see it. Wills gets an intentional foul, her fourth. And you cannot imagine how many times Kelby Ford was fouled on that play. And they finally.
Great.
All right. French is up. Good. And that one's good. And they'll get the basketball with a five-point lead. Brown County fans not helping their team out across the way. They're just sitting over there. The students are doing what they can do. Bath County to inbound. Into Fareed. Knocked away by Walker. Goes towards the sidelines and jump ball. Brown County will get it on the alternating possession. Nice defensive play that started with Walker and ended up with Eastham and Ford on the four across the way along with Barrett. Fareed goes out. Norris comes in. It comes to Walker, right side. And where the players were on the floor, official Kenny Kegley's found wet spots, and he and Haven Ford are trying to use their shoes to get rid of it. Eastham gets it in backcourt to Ford as we pass the five-minute mark in this one. Walker to Furnish, out to Ford, inside to Eastham, out to Walker, she goes baseline, jumper, and it's off her hands, well, she was fouled by Crouch, no other way to put it. Stokes doing his best to maintain his composure, but I mean, fouls are ridiculous. French hands it off to Barrett. Barrett penetrates in the corner. Norris, three-pointer. Good. Bath County takes a full timeout as the Lady Cats have cut it to two at 43-41. Back after this on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Brown County with the basketball, 4:28 to go, and only up by two. Freshman Sarah Jenkins in. Diamond Wills is out. Furnish, the eighth grader, is still in there, along with Eastham, Ford, and Walker. Back in front court with it for Round County. Walker has it. Back to Ford. Walker penetrates. Walk. No, I didn't call that one. And Ford has it. Penetrates. Back out to Jenkins. Walker goes baseline and is blocked. By Crouch, her first. That, I think you'd probably consider that a bad call. Fouls weren't 19-7. Tough free throw shooting for Walker. She's 1 of 4. And now one of five. That one's up. No good. Rebound Barrett. Barrett stops right side deep. Norris inbound, stolen away by Ford, but it goes to the floor. Round County can't keep control. That's a jump ball, and it will stay with. Nope, now they've pointed the other direction, said it goes to Round County. Thought it was going to stay with Bath County. Oh, no, that was right. It's going to be Bath County basketball. And that's just a matter of going to the scorebook and looking. French goes baseline, kicks out Barrett. 3:30 to go. Gelby Ford called for her fourth foul. Nyman Wills is going to come back in with four fouls. Well, Ford will get a break. .324 to go. And shot taken by Barrett. No good. Round County gets the rebound ahead to Wills. Wills puts it up and in. 11 points for Wills. 45-41. 3:05 to go in this one. Norris from the free throw. Three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound, Eastham. And Barrett just gets her fourth foul. Boy, that was 70 feet away. And, well, they didn't want need her to get that one. Gilby Ford will come back in and... Well, Furnish will go out. In comes to Walker from Easton. Now they're going to be a double team. And Barrett just goes in and takes it away. Just went right in and took it out of the lap, the Round County player. Round County gets it on the alternating possession. Furnish comes in and out goes Ford with the four fouls. I'm not sure she can afford to do that right now. Bath County has players with four fouls, including Ashton Barrett. Walker off to Eastham, back to Walker, penetrates inside, jumps from about 50, is partially blocked. That should be Round County basketball, and it is. I mean, that was not a tough call. Full timeout taken by Round County. 45-41. Lady Vikings, 2:26 to go. Back after this on WIVY.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Brown County under its own basket. Ford gets it into Eastham. Out to Walker. Left elbow jumper bounces. No good. Rebound Ford. Puts it up. No good, but she'll go to the line. Foul will go on French. That's her first. Third team foul on the Left County Lady Cats, and Ford rolls the free throw in. Beach comes in, and out goes Sarah Jenkins. Free throw by Ford up, no good short. And with a five-point lead, here comes Barrett with it down the middle of the floor. Gets it off, three-pointer left side by French, and it's good. Two-point lead, 46-44, 2:07 to go. Ford has it knocked away, goes to the floor, and she... And it's a jump ball, and it goes to Bath County. Wow, a lot of contact. And back comes Bath County with it. They have not led since the first quarter. Left side, Barrett. She'll go baseline, go underneath, throw it up, no good. Rebound, Beach, knocked away by Barrett. That should have been her fifth. And here comes Ford, throws it away. Back with it is Bath County. Norris. And now Bath County's going to take a timeout. They don't know what she what they have. It has to be a full timeout. We'll keep it right here. Two-point lead. I'd like to tell you exactly what the time is because they actually put the rundown of the timeout on the board. So we'll tell you that as soon as the clock comes back up. Plymouth County won the night's opener 54-47 over Menifee County. The winner of this game will play Fleming at 7 o'clock on Wednesday for the championship, and both those teams who play on Wednesday night will be on to the regional tournament. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Fleming County, Bath County, the 1-4 seeds in the boys' tournament will play, and at 7:30, the 2-3 seeds, Round and Menifee, will play. Championship game for the boys Thursday night at 7. The draw will be Saturday morning for the region. They'll set the pairings. Bath County basketball side, front court. And it comes to French. Left side to Barrett. Barrett's going to penetrate to the basket, put it up, no good. Rebound Ford. 1 minute and 20 seconds to go. Ford across to Walker. Off to Easton. Out to Wills. Comes off, gives it to Ford. Ford gets it in the middle to Walker. She starts down the lane, now comes back out. Gets it to Wills. Off to Ford. 57 seconds to go. Ford throws it away. Here comes French. Three-pointer on the way. No good. This is everything, and Round County will get it. Wills comes in front court with 40 seconds to go. Bounces in the corner to Beach. And now Round County has to take a timeout because the throw was right at Beach's feet, and she had did a good job to keep it from going out of bounds. 30-second timeout taken by Round County. And wait a minute. One official said full, one official said 30. Apparently in the scorebook they only have a full timeout left. Well, his earlier game got like this until Fleming County scored like the last 4 points of that game. And pulled away for that. The group second half by Menifee County. Nick Brown County student section moved across to the far side of the floor along with the other fans, trying to get them going. Brown County, with the way they pass tonight, getting it in will be a challenge. Eastham will inbound. My guess is they'll throw it in backcourt. Got to watch for Ashton Barrett. She's pretty slick. And it comes deep to Ford, and it actually was Bailey French that made the move in backcourt. Ford has it knocked away out of bounds, and Bath County is last to touch it. And the ball comes to Wills. Knocked away by Barrett. Boy, they cannot keep control of the basketball. Ball possession. And it comes to Ford. Gets it across the timeline to Walker. Walker comes out, gets it to Ford. And she's fouled. Wow. Brinley Walker, a tough night at the free throw line for six. She had the ball. They did not even go and touch it. But it didn't matter because, hey, this is... they're not Brown County, not even in the bonus yet. I don't think... Here comes to Ford. Ford gets across the time. Has it knocked away and stolen by French. Has it blocked. What a play by Eastham. But 7.5 seconds to go, and Bath County will have the basketball. And we're having a timeout, and this one is a 30, according to all the officials. A little over 7 seconds. Let's see. Turnovers at the end of the third quarter were 15 on Round County and 13 on Bath County. Both teams have had several turnovers in this quarter. But probably points off turnovers may decide this game. Barrett will inbound it. This is one where she could slip it off the backside of a Round County player and get it and put it in, or could get the pass right back from a teammate. Now, Round County will take a timeout. And it is a 30-second timeout. 7.5 seconds. 46-44 the score. Bath County's last lead, it was 4-0. So their last lead was 4-2. Back in the first quarter. Then we had the one lead change in the game. And Brown has led since then, led by as many as 13. Led by 10 at the end of the half and 10 at the end of the third quarter. Out to throw it in is Bailey French this time. Ball comes out. It goes back to French. She comes around. Goes underneath. Has it blocked by Easton. Ball goes to the corner to French. Has it blocked by Easton. And Brown County's going to win it. Lauren Easton, two block shots in the last 7.5 seconds. And Round County will advance to the 61st District Championship game with a 46-44 win over Bath County. We'll be back with our postgame show after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Well, she was the leader for the already before the last 7.5 seconds. But the St. Clair Healthcare Lady Viking player of the game is unquestionably Lauren Easton. I have her with 15 points, and I'm going to stick with that. And she also had 10 rebounds. Kelby Ford had 9 points and 13 rebounds. Anyway, let's just go over the scoring. Well, first on the quarter scoring, 13-8 Round County after end of one, 25-15 at the half, 43-33 at the end of three. And in the fourth quarter, Bath County outscored Round 11-3, and Round County only hung on for a 46-44 win. One lead change in the game came in the first quarter. Bath County led by as many as 4, and Round County led by as many as 13, and the only tie was at 4. For Bath County, 18 points for Bailey French. She had 12 of those in the second half. 15 points for Ashton Merritt. She had 11 of those in the second half. 6 points for Jerrica Norris. 4 points for Kyra Farid. And 1 point for Kaylee Crouch. For Round County, again, I had Eastham with 15, Wills with 11, Ford with 9, Walker with 5, 4 for Furnish, and 2 for Olivia Beach. Brown County, 19 of 49 from the field, 38.8%, 2 of 12 from the three-point range, 16.7, and 6 of 13 from the free throw line, and that just about cost them. For Bath County, 13 of 48, 27.1%, 3 of 11 from behind the arch, 27.3%, and 15 of 22 from the free throw line, 68.2%. Brown County outscored from the free throw line by 9 points. We mentioned the points off turnovers, and Brown County did hang on for that to be 13-9. I mentioned that was probably going to be the difference, and it turns out to be the difference. And that second chance point, 7 each, 2 points off the bench for Brown County, with the only point scored off the bench tonight. And that moves Brown County along to Wednesday's 7 o'clock championship game and also on to the regional tournament. Earlier it was Fleming County 54, Menifee County 47, and Round beats Bath County 46-44. We're joined by Coach Matt Stokes.
Ooh.
Did you think you could possibly have be doubled up in fouls and still win the ball game?
I mean, I kept trying to tell the officials, I'm like, guys, this is at one point in time, it was like 22-5 or something.
19-6.
And I said, I know we're fouling. Like, I give credit. You're calling the fouls on us, but they're doing the same thing. Like, Kelby can't dribble the basketball down the floor and have two girls on over and you not call a foul.
Absolutely.
You know, she got fouled just about every time she dribbled it up the floor against that press, and they just wouldn't call it. And I don't understand, you know, the reasoning I got was, we can't bail her out when there's two girls on her. It's not a bailout. If it's a foul, it's a foul. You know, they have girls going in, shooting the ball behind their head, and they're calling a foul on us. That's a bailout.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell we were young in that fourth quarter, couldn't you?
Yeah.
We're a young bunch, but they held on. We came out with some intensity, played really hard from the start. I'm proud of the effort. They held on. We knew it was going to be a tough game. Our district is pretty even this year, I feel like. You know, Fleming and Menifee had a really good game. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, Lauren Eastham ended up with a triple-double.
She did have 10 blocks. I knew that.
13 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 block shots.
Yeah.
So, I saw that, and I was like, oh, she had 3 block shots in that last possession. So,
All right. Oh, she owed you that.
She did. I can't say anything.
Olivia Beach, she did not have a Gatorade thing, but she did have a cup of water to throw on that. It was a battle. I mean, neither team shot well. You got to be proud of your defense when 27.1%, that's what you held your opponent for.
Yeah, and I don't know what Barrett ended up doing in the second half, but that first half, she was 0-for from the field. She was 3-for-17. I mean, she got her points at the free throw line, but having to make a kid like that work for her points, you know, she scores when she steps in the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, phenomenal, phenomenal player. And to make her go 3-for-17 in this game is exactly what we needed. But like you said, it's a great defensive game, both sides. Both teams play really hard. They get after it. Defensively, it was really good both ways. And I think offensively, we both struggled because the defenses were so good tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'd already gone with Lauren as the St. Clair Healthcare Lady Viking Player of the Game. And even with the... Hey, there's some pretty lady down there throwing kisses at
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's Miss Micah.
I told the girls that she's going to be happy because they won the game, but now she's going to be mad because I'm probably going to be up here all night long watching Fleming County and having a scouting report ready for tomorrow's practice. So, you know, I'm sure she'll be happy with us having to stay up here. So.
Yeah. Hey, great performance in that first game by Menifee County. They really had a chance to win that down the stretch.
Well, and that was the thing is they got down early, and somebody said, "What's over with?" I said, "No, Menifee's playing really well. They've got a chance to come back if they hit some shots." You know, Menifee missed a lot of shots. They missed a lot of layups too. You know, so I think it's that first round game, district tournament. Everybody's a little bit nervous. I think you could tell that with all four teams tonight, and how everybody came out to kind of miss some easy shots. Us, Bath, Menifee, Fleming. But the atmosphere was awesome in here tonight. You know,
I've talked to some of the old folks in the 61st district that this may have been the biggest game ever for girls.
We had a lot of people here, and I hope they come back out, you know, Wednesday night for the championship game. You know, get out here and support our boys tomorrow night. I think it's going to be another great atmosphere tomorrow night, and Coach Thacker and his boys try to get them a win and go ahead and get on the region as well. So, you know, we want everybody back out here like we had tonight for our girls to come out and support the boys. I know our girls are going to be here cheering them on. So, you know, we're excited. It was a great night.
All right. Coach, thanks. We're going to get out of here and move along. We've got some folks. We're sort of sharing a few feeds or whatever with the Mount Telephone folks above us. I'm sure they probably want to get back over toward Morgan County.
There you go. Whatever. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Round County goes to 15-13 on the season. And Bath County closes out at 19-10. And tomorrow night it is the boys' action. Yeah. Where did my district tournament go? It must slid somewhere, but I can tell you tomorrow night it'll be the Brown County Vikings playing the Menifee County boys. That will be in the second game tomorrow night at 7:30. The first game is Fleming at Bath. Hear that first game on KCA at 6 o'clock, and the second game will be on WIVY. I want to thank all the folks for the Round County Athletics, for the folks at Bath County for their assistance, for Owen Mundy on studio controls, and we're going to leave you with the fact that Round County advanced to the championship game of the 61st District Tournament and to advance to the regional tournament, win or lose, on Wednesday night. Final score, once again, Round County 46, Bath County 44. Until next time, Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24/7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.